I had purposely tried to beat the odds by getting 4 to 6 normal embryos frozen because I was older and I thought, well, got to get all the eggs out now while I'm still as young as I'm going to get. And I loved being pregnant, and it was like, yeah, I felt really healthy. I think that I sort of, every time I went for a OB checkup for I just was glad to hear that everything was going fine.
Yeah.
Wedding anniversary was the 30th.
Which is when her heartbeat
stopped. And then the 31st was
when I went to the hospital to start the labor.
And June 1st was when she was delivered. I mean, it was shock. Like I remember sort of that morning, the Rachel was worried that she hadn't seen movement, and so I was, well, you haven't felt movement, so what are the things you should do? Well, so then if you're worried, then you call the doctor. And the on-call said that we should go to the hospital.
But it was such a, you know, whiplash emotionally. My cousin was staying over after the baby shower. All the presents were out, you know. Mm. We still wanted to believe that somehow in another place and time, everything was, you know, she didn't die, and the baby shower and all the toys were going to be used, but then we had slipped into this other
it definitely felt like a dimension. Science fiction really experience.
And then recently I just met with a doctor who at Northwell, who was like, everybody there was like, oh, you don't have your records? I was like, no, I thought you guys share records. And I delivered at Northern Westchester Hospital, and she and they were like, well, we'll see if she'll see you. And she came in and she was like, I was there. And I remember during the change of shift, she was the doctor that came in again to confirm that there was no heartbeat. And she herself had lost 9 pregnancies and had a baby through surrogacy. So it was like this. So I felt like, okay, maybe she's my new OBGYN, you know, because she can have some compassion for this sort of struggle. I'm involved with this organization, PUSH, Push Empowered Pregnancy. Yeah. And it's actually started by another stillbirth mom here in Katona. Mm. And we went up to Albany. We've been fighting to get paid family leave for stillbirth mothers because right now it's revoked. Her husband would get to keep it once the baby dies, but it is taken away. I do think it's beyond my case. Mm-hmm. I think it's beyond stillbirth. I think it's about there being a real effective patient advocacy system. Mm-hmm. There's all of these blockades to getting your records interferes with research and with prevention. And so it's not just about
treatment.
Yeah, it's not just about patients' rights being upheld, although that's one aspect. It's also, you know, making sure that hospitals comply with better standards to collect data. You know, I didn't realize that there would be nobody to help me get my records, and in fact that the people that were supposed to be helping me were telling me I didn't need them, and that doctors didn't want me to have them because I didn't understand them anyway. That really set me off. The only person they were allowing me to make an appointment with was this chief or head of obstetrics. And I was confused. I was like, I don't want to meet with her. I want to meet with the lady I met in the hospital who showed me so much compassion. Looks like her schedule is free. I've been trying to make this appointment and it keeps getting canceled. And then I realized they were canceling my appointments. Wow. And they were like, no, the only person you can see is this person. I was like, I was like, what's going on here, right? So there's a team undisclosed to me. I said, stop interfering in my care to the former care of coordination director. And she was like, I'm not interfering. And I was, you know, that was a bad conversation. But there was no cursing. There was just, you know, all it was, what if this happens to your daughter? Are you going to, you know, I basically, that's the level of my anger was like, when this happens to your daughter, are you going to be like this?
When we felt like we'd asked everything else, we asked, why was our care terminated? She said it was the decision of the administrative and legal departments.
Who said that?
So this was the head of OBGYN.
I thought that the only way CareMount could terminate care was if I was violent or a lawyer had contacted them to sue them or something.